Back here at halftime at the Superior Dome, Northern Michigan taking on Lake Erie. Now we welcome in a former player of the Northern Michigan football team, defensive tackle, Mr. Matt Forward. Matt, welcome to halftime. What is the first game when you played here? What's that first game of the season like? What does it mean to you? What's the preparation? What are the butterflies like?
Well, the Dome's a special place. First off, thanks for having me, Casey. The Dome is a very special place, an atmosphere that is really unmatched in D2 football if you can fill the stands. My first game, actually, as a freshman was opening night against Michigan Tech on national TV. It was my opening night, not our season's opening night, but I got the call on Wednesday that I was going to be starting on Thursday on national TV against Michigan Tech, and it was, we'd have to go back and look, but I believe it was a record-breaking attendance, and it was electric.
I was there, 7,000 fans. You guys were 24th in the rankings at that point, taking on a Michigan Tech team, and you're right, that place was electric, and I don't know if I've seen an atmosphere like that since.
No, the great thing about the Superior Dome is 7,000 people sounds like 100,000 people when you're sitting inside of it. And down on the field, you can't even hear your teammates talk when the atmosphere is like that.
You played for this team and had success with this team. You're part of the team that went 6-5, had that winning record. Let's talk about the state of the program, because obviously there are some changes. Since you've played, we had Chris Ostrowski as head coach. We had Nystrom as head coach, and now we have Shane Richardson. So how excited are you about this football team and trying to turn things around?
Well, obviously, when you bring in a new coach, it brings new buzz. So that's exciting to see what Shane can do. It's awesome that he's an alumni, and it sounds like he's very committed to the community and really, like he says, restoring some glory back to Northern and to the UP. So new coach, new buzz, always exciting to see. Like you said, I've had the opportunity. I played at Northern and coached at Northern, but seen a couple changes and turnover with head coaches now, and obviously just wishing the best and to see him bring Northern back to some success.
It's opening day. Next week you have homecoming. What does homecoming week mean for a player and the coaches? Because you said you coached. What's a homecoming atmosphere like for Northern?
Homecoming, with a parade and everything on 3rd Street, just really an awesome time. And again, it brings the student body out, and just the more people you can put in that dome, it doesn't take but 6,000-7,000 people to sound like 100,000 people, and just an electric atmosphere. So homecoming, obviously you want to catch a win, is most important on homecoming day. And there's a lot of friends and family, and the student body comes out. So just filling up that dome and making an electric atmosphere.
Matt Forward joins us right here at halftime as Northern's taking on Lake Erie. And Matt, since you've played football, you've moved on, you work for Fox and Ghani, GM of Fox and Ghani. You didn't start off as GM, though. How did your time at Northern help you as you developed later in life into your work roles?
You know, the nice thing, and I've told this when I'm actually recruiting employees, is that the nice thing about the car business is it is very parallel with athletics. Obviously played sports my whole life. But the nice thing about sales and this business, it's a performance atmosphere. You get out of it what you put into it. And obviously being a college athlete, that's something that parallels very well with the business. And you see, inside of this business now, being a general manager, you can tell when you're recruiting or interviewing people that have played sports and had that commitment to a team, know what it means to work hard and see that come to fruition. You can really tell that makes a difference.
Now, I sit here and I notice, and you wear that GM ring. I know you were a car salesman, and I got to work with you when you were selling cars. But when you see that ring and the dedication, that what that means to you and your team, what does that GM ring mean to you from General Motors?
You know, it's great to be recognized by the manufacturer. Just like football or college football, there's a lot of hours that go into the car business. So it's nice of them to recognize us that when you get to a certain point that you're rewarded. This is for us as a team, I know a lot of our guys wear them. It's a pride thing. It's being recognized by GM. It's a talking point when you're talking to customers, and it brings a little weight when you're explaining your product to somebody and they know that you've actually performed at a high level with General Motors.
When I talked to you early in your career. You had a Carter Kolpak that was on your team. You had Nathan Yelk that was on your team. When you're done playing, how often do you get to talk to these guys? How often do you guys, the alumni now, how often do you guys stay in contact?
Quite a bit, actually. I mean, this past summer was kind of the NMU Wildcat wedding tour. So I got a chance to see Carter at, former teammate Zach Pearson's wedding down in St. Ignace. Former roommate and co-captain of mine just got married down in Detroit. So, but, I'm in a group text with really the guys that I lived with during college that gets interesting at times, all hours of the night. But, that's when you get done playing football, and I hope these kids recognize and realize that inside of it, the thing you miss the most about a college football locker room is the relationships.
You don't miss your long red hair?
I miss it every day.
Matt Ford, general manager of Fox Nagani, proud supporter of Northern Michigan Athletics, and they do support this broadcast as well. We thank you for your time, and hopefully the Cats can bring one home against Lake Erie.
Go Cats.
Casey Ford here at halftime, back with the second half right after this.